Fudge House Rules, episode 17, in the house, Anthony Zuzulo.
I have not left yet, due to offense.
Boom, over there.
Anthony Guarino, boom, boom, explosion.
Kapow! Now, you were talking about, right now we're watching a little football. The Washington Redskins, they used to be
Our level of concentration is so pinpoint and focused that we're not multitasking, but we're actually all doing other things as well.
Yeah, yes. We're watching some football.
I've ate nuts. I've been drinking. I'm watching football. I texted. I wrote an email. I wrote a draft of an
email. We're getting shit done.
I'm hacking a website, a very popular commercial site.
Google is BitTorrenting. I just called Zuzulo Google-o. Yeah.
That's my hacker name, Google. Nobody will figure it out.
Google-o. Yeah, that's your last. That's your, like, you're hacking to MI6, like, mainframe, like, code name.
Google-o. God damn, we can't get in this mainframe. Call Google-o.
Google? Am I happy, or is it more of the other thing?
I suppose Google-o's sad.
Google, do you love me? Or is it more other stuff?
It's for the sex.
Google?
Google? That's like his daddy rapes him the mainframe computer.
Google?
Google?
Does affection exist? Or is it all the other stuff?
It's the other stuff today, son. Open your mouth.
Oh.
when you go that deep into computers, when you're fucking doing ones and zeros, you gotta suck a Google dick. Because that's what's in there. That's what's in the mainframe.
People think that the computer doesn't have any idea of pleasure. I say no, it does.
Artificial intelligence made the first artificial needs that can only be met one way. By taking in the Google-o, babe.
Much like man, we can only be satisfied by our creators. Women, computers were built by man. They can only be satisfied by man.
I do declare from the power of brimstone.
I firmly believe that sexual intercourse is an act that only exists between a man and a woman or a man and a computer.
Inside the beltway of the internet, super into it.
What? My fashion sense was there. It consisted of like
butt. Well, you did. You wore a lot of sweatpants.
Yeah, sweatpants heavy.
Yeah.
Which booked me a lot of gigs. You go into an audition with sweatpants on, you have a psychological.
They know, they know you're serious. They know you're serious.
Well, they know that you don't care, you know? You got the balls and you got the junks to follow through. You know?
To go, I'm going to roll in here like this.
I'm going to.
Because I already got the part. Well, I'm taking a nap. I'm going to get the part real here. I'm going through your fucking charade. We all know I have it. Then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to masturbate and go to sleep again. Because that's my lifestyle. I need my beauty rest.
I'm going to audition later. But the time that you've given me to audition for you, I'm going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to see what I'm like when I do that. That's the name of my autobiography, chapter one. You need to see what I look like when I do that.
Yeah.
And it's not just sleeping.
You're charging up your vibe so that when you're in that audition room, it's like, oh, everyone's getting blast because you're fully charged with vibe.
Palpable?
Yeah.
Palpable?
I call it my man gravy. I say,
visceral.
Yeah. My juju, my mojo is my man gravy. And some girls like it. You know, city girls sometimes don't have the taste for man gravy. It's a little too pungent. It's a flavor they're not used to. Mostly country girls can appreciate a pungent man gravy, the level that I'm giving off.
I'm sorry to be an asshole. Can I get the recipe for that man gravy?
Yeah. That was great. I get that all the time. I really get that all the time.
For that man gravy. It's like when you're in like a weird sex party orgy and like someone like gets a taste of your cum and he like comes up to you and it's like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a dick, but that was great man gravy. What's your diet like?
Well, a lot of pineapples, shrimp scampi.
I thought so. Obviously,
mangoes. Write this down.
What, can I?
Yeah. A quarter cup of blueberries in the morning.
Didn't think that's it.
Yeah. Cure for blue balls, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah?
I'm coming sherbet and shit, honey. It's all these rich people wanting to go around tasting like 20-year-old guys cum. They're on crackers like fucking caviar.
Yeah, we're going to the Carnegie Hall, and then I'm going to a a cum tasting in the extreme upper west side.
What are you aged? Where were you raised? All organic?
I'm getting hints of like the inside of a dick. I get that on the nose.
The aftertaste. You played rugby. I'm going to tell you that right now. A lot of days on the field or on the gridiron. I can taste that. It's a certain je ne sais quoi in your ball sack. I know that you've been dominating other guys on the field.
It's the alpha spunk.
Yeah, this is really. It feels like a pheromone of the leader of the pack.
This could go well with some kind of gamey meat. I want to say a pheasant. I don't want to say a pheasant. I'm going to say a pheasant, but I don't want to say
I'll be your cum sommelier for the evening. I realize you're having the veal.
Yeah, the veal stuffed quail.
Yeah. Very great choice. Jacques is from Brazil. Mm. He has a diet of coconut water, surfing, and protein powder. Mm. Let me tell you something. My grandpa's cum didn't taste this good. You know?
Can I ask you something?
And he was one of the originators of the movement.
Can I just say I've been here before, so I hope that what you're saying is true.
Yeah.
I've been here before.
I'm yelped. We come with incredible... There's biographies on Oliver Wackers. This is next level shit here.
Let's do this.
I'm going to give you some of the house specialty.
What was in that cum? It was so good. It was so good.
We do it hibachi style here right in front of you. Everyone wear a bib.
What is in this? Can I just ask you what is in this? That's cum. No, I know that. But what's in this cum? This is really good cum.
I went on a date recently, and the girl was
Wait, we need to add the sitcom noise, you know, when...
Ooh!
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh! So I went on a date, and the girl was a little older than me, which I'm fine with, but also a vet, which the problem is, now, maybe I'm a weird guy, but a vet, like, it just seems like you could have put in the training. Okay.
He got you. You got to get him on that one. Blindsided.
Sideswiped.
So, like, I'm glad
I was almost like I was in the middle of a story, got sideswiped. Now I don't know what to do. Congratulations, Angelo.
You're riding on a rainy, like, story highway. Like, you're trying to see, and then all of a sudden, boom. This one comes in like a fucking deer.
Drunk driver.
Just fucking. No, he's a deer, man. He's a deer, and he fucking dies. Yeah, kills himself and fucks up your car. And then you get hit by a drunk driver. That's me.
I'm glad to have gone on this date with you. Can't say the same for my buddy Charlie. Couldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. She was a veterinarian, and I always feel like a veterinarian, it's gotta be like a childhood girl dream where they get a dog and Fluffy, and then it's like when they're 12, they're shattered because it's time to bury Fluffy because now he's got tumors on his face and he's coughing blood. And then she's like, what if I could fix him? And then boom, now I want to be a veterinarian. So it just seems to me, now I, obviously it's a needed profession, just seems to me like be on team people, be on like the human team and want to fix humans. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
So what you're saying is we should just let animals die, but fix people.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna, like, put in that much school.
That's funny that you say that, because I met a crazy vet recently. Or she's been, like, not recently, it was like, years ago. But I met her a few times a few years ago. And she was just, like, I was always at this party which was at the same girl's house, and she'd always be super wasted and, like, make out with everybody there. And then she made out with me, like, one time. And then I was like...
On that part of training.
And I was like, she's kind of cute, like, kind of fun. And then I looked over and she was making out with somebody else.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But she would, like... She had this funny thing. She was just, like, a hammer to be like, I, you know, it's, like, funny. Like, you're an actor? Like, I'm acting all the time because, like, I have to pretend, like, I care, I'm invested and I care about these people's animals. But a lot of them are, like, gross. Like, I don't care about them. It's like, oh.
Fix my ferret.
But I like acting. But, like, you know, like, nobody can tell.
You know? Like, it's like, oh, you have so much passion. And
like, nobody can tell that I'm, like, pretending to care about their animal. Yeah. No, I don't. Like, I don't.
No, I'm just going to try to cut its face off and see if that works. But I don't give a fuck.
What did you bring it in? monitor lizard. Oh, that's great.
Oh my god, my monitor lizard is so cute. It's a good one. Kick your monitor. I'm going to die. I'm going to
die. I don't care. Get me out of this hell.
I don't care.
You want to stick your finger at me?
I'm going to do puppies. Just puppies and kittens.
Yeah. Look at what you're passionate about. Obviously, boys in the bar. So maybe you can be a
boy doctor.
There you go.
For boys with bar related illnesses,
alcoholism, cirrhosis of the liver, but you know, getting like into bar fights,
head injuries, yeah. Any type of broken glass related cut,
kicks to the face,
like oversucked dick, it's like your dick is just like not right because it's been sucked too much.
Broken heart.
She's always in that unit. She spends so much time in that unit. The oversucked dick unit. She's going to work.
I'm trying to think you're like not helping the situation.
No, I found my true passion. I like people. I'm not a vet anymore. I didn't care about fluffies. This is what I want. Okay.
St. Elizabeth Fallis Hospital is dedicated to curing dicks that have been sucked raw or otherwise traumatized over excessive.
So I got transferred to this unit. Go.
You get my dick out of your mouth. Doctor, get your dick out of my mouth. Doctor, get our dicks out of each other's mouths. Doctor, highly unprofessional. Get our dicks out of each other's mouths.
Yeah. All I'm saying, people, is if you're a vet and you're making out with boys in bars, be a boy doctor. That's what you're into. I'm gonna pop some tags.
So, Guarino, how is the acting thing doing? I see you've been on like some stuff. You were on 30 Rock, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on had a little shebang on Damages a while back.
Damages.
Little nips and bits here. I just made this movie that I've filmed over the summer that I'm trying to get into film festivals and stuff. And I'm trying to get into some voiceover stuff too.
What's the name of the movie?
Petty Frauds.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it's about, it's also like a serious concept. It's about two lovable misfits who fall into the ticket scalping business in New York. It's fun. It's
where can raucous. People find that?
What? Oh, well, it's...
AnthonyGuarino.com for sure.
Yeah, and AnthonyGuarino.com. Soon to be PettyFrauds.com. There'll be a PettyFrauds.com where you can check out little sizzle blooper stuff.
Not if somebody steals that domain, awesome, dude.
It's true, and they sell it to me. Don't try to... Listen, domain name blackmailer. I know you already gave away key information, even though this hasn't been edited yet, but don't hurt me like that. I'm trying my best.
Have you checked pettyfrauds.com to see if it's fake?
I think I did. Yeah. I think it's a weird thing where, like, the Petty Frauds is taken, but Petty Frauds isn't.
Oh, okay, cool. Petty Frauds. That's awesome, man.
Very nice.
I'd like to take an opportunity now to talk about Damien Shadows. Check out ericcollerbach.com. I did this sitcom pilot, Damien Shadows, PI.
He's a psychic investigator?
Yeah, because he ghost hunts, and so he thinks that him being psychic, and he's got accredited from witchschool.com, and he's attained the magical right of vampirism. So he's a vampire, psychic investigator who does ghost hunts. And I just love the level of, like, when I watch a ghost show, I love the level of delusion that the... ghost hunters operate at, of what their level of like evidence is. Oh, a door creaked. Fact, there was a ghost. You know what I'm saying? Like, we caught it on camera.
It's a ghost creak.
Yeah, I'm sure if you went through this podcast, played it in reverse, you'd hear lots of ghosts. You know why? Because you're fucking, it's just like looking into clouds. You see shapes, you hear shit when just like weird audio gets blasted in weird ways, and then you think you hear something in the static, just like in the cloud, man. So, anyway, that's my feeling about... I'm not saying I don't believe in ghosts, because we always leave that open. Like, maybe this is possible, but I just think the majority of those shows I'd like to make fun of. And also, I kind of want to make fun of religion without making fun of religion. Just getting people to think about what they believe and to maybe test their theories. I also see a shaman in San Francisco. I'm on both sides, man. I'm just asking questions.
You go all the way down to San Fran for something?
My sister lives in San Francisco, so every time I visit her, I go to this guy, Alan Waugh, spiritwisdomhealing.com. Check him out. Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack.
I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the print. Hey, sorry. Sorry, guys. This is my roommate, Crix.
Hey,
he's a 19th century coal miner.
Hey, Crix, what's going on?
Hey. I heard you say something about your
your podcast being haunted by ghosts.
Yeah.
That's me. That's my dick. My dick is haunted by spooky ghosts.
Correct. Your dick is haunted?
Only your dick is haunted.
Only my phallus is being infested by a type of spooky, kind of a translucent, Casper-esque.
It's an actual apparition around your penis.
Several. Yeah. So that's what that is. All right.
We actually know a vet that you can go to.
Oh.
To take care of that. Oversucked dick, it might be.
I wish I had that information when my asshole was haunted by stray dead rabbit dogs.
Have you had your dick sucked by a psychic?
No.
Or a priest?
The ghost won't let anybody get nowhere near it. They're very protective. I'm in a monogamous relationship with several apparitions that haunt my dick.
Oh, so but they give you pleasure and you wait, have marital contracts?
How can you be in a monogamous relationship with several?
You see them all exclusively.
Okay. It's kind of a ghost polygamous type thing in the afterworld. Everyone's connected. Oh. This is the spiritual insight I've gained from my dick having been haunted by spooky ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Chris, can we do a seance and talk to some of your dick ghosts?
What
are they called? What's one of their names?
Rico?
Okay.
Rico.
Okay. All right, just I want you to relax and just listen to my voice.
You sure you want to do this? You sure want to? Before we start,
all right, what do you want?
Before we begin, I just want to make sure in verbal agreement that you, in fact, want to speak to the ghosts that haunt my dick spookily.
That's correct.
Say that aloud to me.
I want to spookily talk to the dicks that spooks around your dick.
You really want this?
I really want this.
All right.
All right, Craig, just pay attention.
Crickets.
Okay. All right. Shiba Sha. Shiba Sha.
Crickets.
Rico.
Crickets.
Rico. Can you hear me?
Dime, papi.
Rico.
Dime.
So, I know you're in a monogamous relationship with Crix.
Me and Crix, remember, are in a solely one-on-one relationship in which I am providing ghost pleasure for him and receiving bath from my mouth, or my ghost mouth from his penis. And we're together forever.
What kind of baths? Are they drippy or are they sticky?
It's a kind of viscous material. They're very tight. It's like a spider web. You pull it apart. You can put one part on your finger, stretch it out, go very far. Go from one end of the room to the other, but it's very soft. You walk into it. You put it, you stretch it out. You walk with your feet into it. Get caught in your eyelashes, but it's not hurting. You're not agitating because it's very soft because of what creep take out of my body. Go.
Now that way you're talking, is that because you've had the haunted dick in your mouth
Rico,
for
who
so long
were,
and
yeah.
it made you seem so like?
Nah, I got it.
Your jaw seems just real tired right now, Rico.
I could not limit it physically, mentally, by the restrictions of a bike. I can be incorporated.
Rico, who were you in your real life when you were a real Rico, like a human? You know, you're a dick ghost. But who were you on the planet?
And then before I was a dick ghost, before the ghost thing,
yeah.
Were you, before I haunted dicks?
Were you B.
Yeah,
Arthur?
Before you haunted
dicks. Were you B. Arthur?
Rico, who were you in your real life?
The funny is, say, Arthur, because Sitcom Golden Girl was filmed in Miami, Florida, I am leaving.
Yeah.
And doing my thing.
What was your job?
I am making custom made boogie boards for people who are coming in and say, I want a boogie board, I want a boogie for the board, but I want to look at my specifications. I pick them whatever they want, and these shows are a cat or a tiger or whatever. Or sometimes I just do my own thing, whatever they're looking for.
That's all I come. You just coughed up. Do you
like what I'm talking about here? Well, this is very touching.
Oh, wow. You're like a cum sommelier. That's some of the best shit I've seen.
I got, okay, between John and me, a secret. Yeah. John, you and me are good. Nobody else telling me this, okay?
I won't say this to anybody.
Greek girl, okay.
coming in from a boogie board shop, picking the which one he wants. I say, okay, you get it, guy. What's up with him? You got a tie cross, you got it. Overalls, you got a scraggly beard, you looking, got a pan filled with pieces of metal, like you're looking for a god. So I said, what's the kind of boogie board you want, right?
Yeah.
Man, sucking my eye, we start sucking dicks, right there. So it's a no brainer when I die.
You're gonna be a dickos.
I said, no problem, that's where I'm going.
Yeah. So who did you talk to up there before you got transferred to the dickos department?
It's like some guy, like a gatekeeper of dickos, got it? Like you keep the house with the book, with the two books. One big book, everybody who's dying would be born, and one big book of dicks. Kind of match them up, see which ones could fit like a matchmaker. I don't know, always whatever it goes. I said, fine, you can put the book away on crickets.
This is a holy book of dicks?
And people, they match them up, man. This is what I seen on the other side. Come back, it's information, tell you.
I won't tell anyone. I know this is your secret.
It's a night, we could look good, got a night bulge there.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, Rico. Oh, yeah, you know, I just, I don't get much complaints from the ladies. You're a professional.
Hey, hold on a minute.
Oh, shit, Crix.
What in the heck of Crix is going on here?
Crix, nothing happened.
You trying to seduce my dick ghost?
No.
You city fool. I shouldn't never come out here. Crickets, don't be like that. I shouldn't never came out here. I'm going back to my room.
Crix, come on. You don't understand. You came in on a weird time.
You breached my
trust. Okay, I didn't want to have to tell you this. I didn't want to have to tell you this, but Rico, your dick ghost, you know, like, he had a boogie board shop and stuff, and also one time a guy came in, and he, like, sucked his dick, and then he got a holy book of dicks, and a holy book of the Bible. They got crossed, he went up, he saw St. Peter, you know, or the guy who writes the tablets from the Ten Commandments, I'm assuming. He went to that guy, he got transferred to the dick department, so now that's why he's your dick ghost. I wasn't supposed to tell you any of that.
You're trying to pit us against each other. Your mouth's made a bullshitty lie.
No, I'm sorry. No, Crickets, come back. Oh, man.
He's upset.
I haven't seen Crickets like that before.
It's like for all the shitty talk, he's actually pretty enamored with his dick ghost.
He got the Velcro. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
You can see. Check out AnthonyGarino.com. This is what the kid is capable of. He's ridiculous. Anyway, I recently took a road trip, and we had to go through a bunch of different time zones. And maybe I'm weird, but like as you're driving and you're going through time zones, ahead of you is always an hour. It's always like, oh, the next place is an hour ahead. The next place is an hour ahead. How is it that then when you get back around, now it's an hour behind again? Because always it's an hour ahead. This fucking perplexes my mind to no end. Are you going into the future if you go fast enough through the time zones?
Do you really not know how it works?
I don't know how it works. This is what I'm saying.
There's a international dateline, and I think it's like around like China or some shit. And like, so once you, like if you were going east, like once you cross it, like you would be back to, I guess, yesterday.
But it seems like it's always an hour ahead. To the east. How does that go back again?
Like they just consider it.
It goes back into the past. It goes forward to the future. What's going on?
You're fucking kidding yourself. You think like Masons and aliens don't have anything to do with that shit.
What are you saying?
Freemasons.
Well, the thing is, when I read an article, I just read the words.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's your first mistake.
What are you talking about?
You know my method of absorbing information.
Are you reading between the skeletons and the organs of the story?
Every piece of information you are given is a bullshit skeleton filled with truth organs. You have to pry those bullshit bones open and eat the truth organs.
Mm-hmm.
So Dateline, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I see.
Al-Qaeda. Blah, blah, blah.
CIA.
Yeah. Masons. Aliens.
Yeah. An obelisk is the Washington Monument. An obelisk is a Freemasonic symbol. Mm-hmm. Thank you, George Washington. What kind of message does that leave me? Your giant phallus symbol in Washington? Trying to, you know, dominate the world with your big white dick? Is that what's going on, you Freemasons? Hmm? Connect the fucking dots, people.
They do the crosswords.
The time zones go backwards. Aliens. Anunnaki. Ancient Sumer. Connect the fucking dots.
International Dateline. Freemason.
Yeah. You know who... The one person who knows what the, how the time zones work?
One guy.
The guy who invented the pyramids. Yeah. Ever heard of him?
Osama Bin Laden. Hello.
Ding, 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 ding. Are the light bulbs going off yet?
Open your eyes.
So now, what I don't understand is why the military then... hasn't figured out how to use this because, like, somebody in, like, let's say France could, mm-hmm. you know, send, like, a message to somebody in Wisconsin and stop, like, something from ever happening.
Why don't you talk about agent? Future police? Well, let me blow, have something that blows some your mind, man. The thing you just got, the thing that you just said got edited 14 times by future police to justify your thoughts with the computers, with Google.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why, so they kept, how are we even talking
what you're
about
saying
it?
And everything I'm saying is being edited by the thought police in the metadata of Google.
Well, because if no one ever said anything about future police or like time travel thought police, then we'd know retroactively that they exist in the future.
And my eyes haven't been opened yet because I never saw the Google dick in the mainframe. That's when you get your fucking eyes bulged. Let me tell you something.
The first time you're with a computer sexually?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
I that's mean, when I plug.
Sometimes
in.
The first time you have sex with a computer, like it's weird, like because uh-huh. like it, like the parts don't match up right. Like where do I put?
Yeah, this yeah. Just and also work. You like negged it a couple times. It's a really sweet Apple. It's like $6,000 that computer, and uh-huh. so like if it's that hot, it knows it's that hot.
Yeah.
You got to take it down a notch. Oh look, oh your webcam. That how many fucking pixels? That's not quite HD. That's not real HD. That's compressed HD. Yeah. Take it down a notch.
About wearing a fur fox skin. Whoa. I'm digging. I'm digging. I'm searching right through that luggage.
You know, when I recently went into McDonald's and they are charging now for the ranch dressing. This is what's going on. They're charging for the ranch dressing. It's like, you know, you can't just get your wings and then, you know, you're the, you know, it should be free. It's was a condiment.
The, was the McDonald's here in Manhattan or in Manhattan or was it like outside in...
LA no, this was in, like, Austin.
Oh, okay. Because I know McDonald's in Manhattan, like, are exempt from other... the rules of McD's.
Because the rent's so expensive here?
I don't know. Just, like, things that are on the dollar menu, other McDonald's.
$1.50, New York City prices.
Yeah.
You want to be in there on Wall Street? There you go. Well, well. Yeah, you know.
Was that you eating a shake?
No, that was me Grimace? Counting my McDonald's money and going blah blah blah.
Okay.
That's like a tick you've had for years. Yeah, yeah. Like when you're counting like 10, 12, 20, 30.
Because I know that this cash is going to put me in between two strippers' boobs. So I'm already getting ready.
It's
like, yeah, it's like Pavlovian conditioning. Just blah, 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 blah. The 20, blah, 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 blah. I know where this money is going.
You gotta see the way I look when I do this.
But I think that they started doing this because, like, homeless people would just make a dinner out of the... If the ranch is free, you got two fingers, boom, that's your dipper, boom, and then you're just eating ranch dressing.
Yeah, let's be honest, a lot of these fingers you don't need, it's like...
No, no, I'm not saying you chew on your fingers, I'm just saying you scoop it in, you're just eating the ranch, you know?
You're not?
Eating my fingers with my ranch? I got a nibble, it's very painful.
Yeah, ranch, like, just a... Like a ranch, just take ranch, right?
Yeah.
Go to like a Chipotle where they have a soda machine,
uh-huh.
you know?
Uh-huh.
Like a fountain thing, just fucking like lick top of the ranch up, just get a nice soda based. Then you got like fucking a whole dinner. You got Coca-Cola, fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it, and they sell you the cup, right? They give you the cup at the thing. But if you take a little ranch off the top, you can fit a little fizzy.
Fiddle it in
and the fizzy, the soda is just
the
hanging out with
great.
The people.
The fizzy's there, yeah.
You can even bring your own cup and no one would even notice.
No one even knows.
No one would know.
People spend so much money on all this shit, it's just like, just go, like, get free ranch dressing, fill it up with soda.
There
like,
you go.
You have, like, a meal. Like, yeah. It's cheap. Like, yeah. Don't complain about your finances when you're not taking advantage.
And it's also
system.
Like, look, there's shopping carts around. Hey, can you run fast? Now you own a shopping cart.
You
know?
Own, like, a car, pretty much.
And, like, how many days worth of ranch dressing can you fit in a car? A lot.
Shitload.
So it's like, now you're taking your show on the road. You're moving, you know?
You're
going from town to town.
It's a very fun show.
When I see that kind of, like, go get intuitiveness,
yeah.
Like, a homeless person, I like... I open up, I don't open up my wallet, I take out my checkbook because I know that they're a sound investment.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah, because it's like, this is, I'm going to get a return on this money. I went to the mall with my sister the other day. You know what we did? We went right to Brookstone. We got a free foot massage for 20 minutes. It was fucking incredible. We went to Godiva. If you ask at a Godiva store, they give you a free sample, a free chest up. Just always, if there's a Godiva, roll in there. Also, any food court has a little chicken they're giving out, boom. I'm getting paid. I'm getting foot massage. I didn't pay for shit. Fucking put the dots together. You and don't need to pay rent.
And then you take that money that you're saving and you invest that in some of your more like lucrative endeavors, like say a bowling alley that is not like where you might expect.
Right.
A bowling alley in a boat is what I'm talking about. Imagine a bowling alley that's on a boat. Don't worry about where the balls go. I got that. You're on a boat. Enjoy yourself. What do all this boat stuff. Fish if you fucking sunbathe.
I want to. Do you want to invest in this boat? Because this sounks like a good business.
Wouldn't $1,000 the ocean just like increase all the bowlers' scores? Like,
if how do you mean?
Like the boat's rocking. Yeah.
How do you mean?
So what about
the pins would fall? How down, do you mean? Like with very little.
How do you mean that? What do you mean by that?
Well, the boat is getting rocked by the
waves.
I don't
mean factually. I mean, what was your intent behind that comment? You trying to undercut me? You trying to cut me down? You don't like believing
I'm
me?
I'm trying to help you with a sound investment. I was not... Okay. I don't want you to throw your money away.
No, I'm going to take... I want... You just let me take care of that part.
Okay.
Like, let me get that.
Okay, but, like, if it fails, I can't loan you money
don't
again.
Don't even... Like, what does that mean?
Like, I can't loan you money again. Is what I'm
what
saying.
Does it mean if that fails? What is that supposed to mean? What is that... What's
are
that
you... You're not investing?
I
you don't believe in a straight
I'm bail. Saying if it this one I might but like the next one like I can't bail him out if I give him
so you money. But you're in for the bowling alley on a boat.
You say shit like that, you're a fair weather friend like that, and you wonder why we haven't talked in fucking 6 years. I'm your mammy, I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. Key parties, boom. People don't even know. People just like it gets to the point with the key parties in Tampa that they don't even keep track of their cars anymore. It's like whatever, y'all drive your car, you drive my car.
Right, right, right. Just like
we're in each other's wives.
You just and now it's getting to the point where just like in mailboxes, you know, to keep it safe. You like where little mail things. People just put keys. They just put their keys in their mailbox. Oh, you want my car? Go take it. Sure. It's just like a system. Oh, that's the car near the nearest mailbox. I trust you. You trust me. I fucked your wife.
Yeah,
I
suck fuck your me, tits. You fuck my wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I fucked you.
I trust
so
you.
So let's just share cars, whatever. Yeah. Let's share everything.
Yeah.
That's how it is in Tampa.
Yeah, it's utopia.
No insurance required.
There
share,
you go.
Share each other's insurance.
It's just share everything. The insurance.
Well, no, you just fuck you don't my even wife, need my insurance agent. Like... yeah.
You don't fuck my wife. You don't fuck my wife. My insurance agent.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
My wife. It's funny.
So it's like the insurance is communal too. It's like.
You know. No, you don't even need the insurance because you trust each other so much that it's just like...
It's like, why even... What? Are we getting money into this? I want an economy based on banging each other's wife. I go to the grocery store. You just lock eyes with the guy. You have all your stuff at the counter. You just look at him and say, I fucked your wife in the ass last night. Like, come on. Money? We're going to cheapen this shit? Let me just take these groceries out. Totally built on trust and love.
Well, and come. Maybe that's... Like, the money's for the tourists because they're not, like, real...
Oh, they can't oh, so money. If you're a local, though. But yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're a local, you don't need the cash, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Half menu, hello, won't. Goodwill.
Poppin' time. Why, Eric, do you hate Ricky Gervais so much?
Hate Ricky Gervais?
Because we're doing this podcast. I notice certain similarities between our podcast and the one that Ricky Gervais does.
Uh-huh.
Like you're the Ricky.
Uh-huh.
Garino's the Stephen Merchant.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, our Carl Pilkington. And then we both come up with, like, the podcast at, like, the same time? I don't know. But,
That is 100% where Fudge House Rules came from. I listened to the Ricky Gervais show, and I said, you know what? I have a Village Idiot. I know one. Boom. Zuzalo. Okay.
Is that really
that role?
Is that really
100%.
Oh, I thought we were like doing our thing first, and then like they coincidentally.
No, I knew. Were doing I knew
it,
about.
And you might have.
I watched The Office like when it came out. Gotcha. I was an old school Ricky Gervais fan.
Gotcha.
Right at the beginning,
deep in that, just get in there. You were a fan of Ricky Gervais when he was like in that like weird '80s like pop band, like
yeah, I want to see him dancing. Yeah, I go way back. There's a little war drumming about Iran, like, oh, Iran has nuclear weapons. And oh, we're worried about, like, countries like India and third world countries, you know, getting nuclear power and stuff. That makes us scared, like, well, only, you know.
But India already has nuclear power.
Exactly. But I think it's fine. Like, if we can use it as electricity, they can too. I don't think it's the most advanced form. I think that there's more hidden shit. And the fucking Area 51 free energy machines that they're not giving us. I'll tell you that. Fucking read between the lines.
Except they use it like the
ocean.
You think
they really just want to use it as energy and stop it at that?
Use what?
The nuclear technology is just energy and they don't want to.
What, Iran?
Yeah.
Well, if we can have it, they can. Why is it like...
Oh, no, I'm just saying, but, like, do you...
Nuclear power is a white man... I'm not about to explain. Like, it's like nuclear power is a white man's thing, you know what I mean? Only us white people over here can... We can't have you brownies having the same shit we have. You know, do you know what kind of pressure it is to own this most ridiculous, caustic to the environment stuff? Only a white man with white problems can handle that stuff. I think it's ridiculous. If we can have it, fucking Iran can have it, and fucking everybody else can have it. But I think it's a ridiculous form of power. But, you know, the argument of if anyone wants to industrialize with it, goddamn.
Isn't
it? I think we had a problem with Russians having it, and they're white.
Chernobyl. Well, yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, we didn't want them to have it either. Or we probably still don't want them to have it. Aren't we trying to get them to, like, reduce their number of missiles?
Yeah, I mean, there's always initiatives, but then America is the country that goes, oh, well, we're not going to take apart ours. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you guys can take apart yours. We don't have to take about ours, you know? Because we're always bright and white and stuff.
I'm worried about Iran getting purple nurple tech.
What's also ridiculous to me is they that's an advanced technology. They
he acknowledged that.
And also what we say is if you get nuclear weapons, we'll use our nuclear weapons and shoot them at you. That's the most ridiculous plan ever. Oh, now you have them, so we'll shoot ours at you, and then so now you have them so you can shoot them back at us? What the fuck is this all about? Like... It's just...
Well, I think they explode.
We're going to preventatively shoot nuclear bombs at you and start war when you have... why not just let them have it and, you know? Or get rid of it totally. So I was watching the documentary on TLC that was about this couple couldn't conceive. So actually the woman couldn't because she was allergic. Her vagina was allergic to her husband's semen, right? And so what they had to do, they bent medical science so this lovely couple could conceive. They took his semen, they took proteins out of his semen, they made a vaccine out of the semen proteins, and then they gave her a series of flu shots from the fucking husband's cum. Mm. Now, I think if you have to bend medical science that
much... Wait, you didn't let that sink in. You were just like...
You see what I'm saying? If your wife was allergic to your cum, would you get her a cum vaccine?
Wouldn't you kind of have to?
Giving her a cum shot, you know?
I guess. I don't know. Like, it's not full of the whole... It's not full of the whole semen, though, is it? It's just, like, they took certain elements.
You said proteins out of it? Yeah, they took certain...
To all yeah. cum or just his?
Just his. That, yeah. He had a certain mutation that made it, like... A certain enzyme that she couldn't handle. Like
gluten is his cum.
Yeah, so then she had to handle it. You know,
because if it was all semen and not just him, like that would be like a really good idea. Because like she could never cheat on you. Like you, like,
right.
She would like.
Have you been out cheating on me? No. Well, why is holding your pussy like it's really injured, like it's inflamed by fucking? Were you getting? Are you? You're allergic to everyone's cum. I know. I always use a condom. You're shifting your weight. You got an itchy pussy right now. It's all infected.
This is like a great premise for a Lifetime film.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding, yourself the way you hold yourself after I make love to you. I know you're allergic. If you...
Mm-hmm. Did you? Don't make me answer that question.
I have to know. Did you?
You don't... Why did I did this for us? I wanted to go out there and see if it was just yours, or if It was also the Denver Broncos problem as well. And I'm allergic to every single one.
Oh, the Denver Broncos. So. Wow. Did they win? Did they at least win that game? Did they at least win that game?
It was a practice.
It was the practice squad players. It was the coaching staff. It was his trainers.
I wanted to fuck the team. I got the water boy.
It was the front office personnel and also some seat urchins.
I got a towel guy. And a leg stretcher. That's all he does is stretch the athlete's legs.
It was the guy who runs the parking edifice.
And
a PR intern. I'm sorry. It was a PR intern. He's not paid. He's getting college credit. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm not this person.
I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down.
When I used to work at a restaurant, people would be like such dicks and say they were allergic to shit they just didn't like, you know?
Yeah. Like people always to make like, sure that you
I'm
weren't.
I'm like allergic to cherry tomatoes. Not regular tomatoes, but I'm like allergic to cherry tomatoes. Just say you don't have fucking cherry tomatoes.
I'm allergic to meat because I wanted it medium rare and it's medium.
I don't like this. I'm allergic to this.
It's taking too long to get my drink. I'm like allergic to like waiting too long. So if you could just snap it out.
Just so you know, like if I don't have like a extremely pleasurable dining experience, I'm allergic to that. So like if that doesn't happen,
I can't actually tip you because like taking money out of my wallet would cause like a very bad inflation.
You're gonna get 5%. Otherwise, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna be red like a lobster.
I have to shoot tomorrow. Is my face is my money. My face is my money, so I can't. Yeah, it sounds like it'd be funny if that was like a bullshit story, like that she was allergic to his cum just because like she wanted him to use a rubber, like just didn't like having like just like wasn't into it.
Then he's like, come on,
he's like, oh yeah, you're allergic. All right, let's get a fucking professional like fucking allergist in here. We're gonna fucking vaccinate you to my fucking cum. We're gonna vaccinate you to my giving me blowjobs, and then we'll see. Okay, who's fucking allergic to what?
Well, no, I went off the vaccine, and I guess it wore off, so I'm now allergic again.
You're full of shit.
No, it's just, and I have a headache.
No, you don't.
I'm allergic to your cum.
Let's get a fucking neurologist here to monitor your pain. Let's see if you really have a fucking headache, okay? We're never going to see if you have a fucking headache. Oh, you don't. And you're not allergic to my cum because I got you vaccinated by my fucking cum. So what now? And I got a blowjob therapist in here to verify that you have no type of psychological trauma or aversion to doing it.
But the ink blot test, you know what I saw? And every single ink blot, me not having sex with you, me not giving you blowjobs. I don't know. There's this other test. The tests are like have mixed results. We have to keep testing.
How do you explain this 10x8 beautiful oil canvas painting of us fucking ramming each other? How could that exist if that's not meant to be? Because I commissioned a guy to do it?
I said I wouldn't have sex with you until you commissioned an
then
oil
how
painting.
Do you explain this sculpture of us 69ing in a park?
Well, I don't really know how it works. Make me a sculpture first. That takes about 6 years.
How do you explain that then?
Well, I didn't want to do the 69 until I saw it in the sculpture. I'm allergic to cum too, by the way.
Could she?
I didn't have a vaccine this morning.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. It's the parking guy from Qualcomm Stadium.
I'll be right there.
It's like the jealous husband. You ever see like jealous boyfriends and jealous husbands who are like always on edge, giving you the fucking like.
Dude, I was totally that once. Hey. I'm like, yeah, dude. Hey, I totally remember when like me and my high school girlfriend were breaking up. One of my friends was just asking me about her. He's a nice kid. And he was just like, so what's going on with that? You know, you and that girl. And I'm like, what? What, did you hear anything? Did you hear anything? Because I knew it was falling apart and I was freaking out about it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Did she suck your dick? Did she suck his dick? What do you know?
Are you too good to have her suck your dick now? Fuck you.
We hadn't seen each other in a while too and it was just like fucking over it. But I was just like so into it still. Oh. God damn.
Yeah, I was a jealous boyfriend one time too. He's like, have like the wide eyes. I'm like, oh yeah? Yeah?
Cool. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, physical touch. I just rub. Oh, okay. Just some casual.
Oh, you just rub your guy friends. You rub your guy friends.
You guys are friends? Yeah. You could just touch it. Okay. Okay.
That's that's normal. That's normal.
That's cool. I'm fine. I'm confident. I know you're coming home with me.
Hey, Amy, come here. Oh, this
Motorscoping is looking for a pair of tits that you might be able to motorboat.
Uh-huh.
Motorscoping.
I'm scoping for some motorboat action.
For no other, not for any type of, like, just scoping specifically tits that could feasibly be a house for you.
Because some, I mean, some you want to go left to right, slap, 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 slap. Not all boobs support the physics of that.
For your face size.
But also, the girl's got to have motion into it. So it's got to be 50-50.
Like, yeah, if you have an ovular face or a rectangular face, it depends. You know, mash it up. What kind of
and you don't just want to mash your face and boobs and then wiggle them around and they kind of... I want them to kind of go away and then come back and slap. The other one goes away, comes back
like,
and slap.
To ghost. To kind of like...
I mean, that kind of the physics of motorboating, you know. It takes a particular pair. And when you got one who can do that, stick with them, people. Not all boobies can motorboat.
It's likely.
Or you just go motorscope again. So, you know, I was doing a road trip. You know, I just drove across the country. I did Highway Diaries. If you like this, if you like Fudge House Rules, check out Highway Diaries with Eric Hollebach. You know, a.k.a. the Eagle. Caw-caw. That's my handle in that one. Anyway, we were going across the country, and one of the places we stopped was in Charlotte, and we went to a dance club in there. And I was talking to this girl, and this fucking French guy comes up. And it's like, it's just, I feel so inept talking to women next to a French guy who, and he was fucking good at it, and he, like, fucking milked his Frenchness, you know what I mean? Or it's just like,
same age as you?
The same age and everything. It seemed like we were both like equally good looking guys. We were both talking to the same girl. You know, the variables were the same. What threw him, what I didn't have was the fucking French accent. And that's a big deficit to walk into a situation with. But he's like, you know, I want you to feel good. For example, your pussy. Like, he could just say shit where it was like he was just getting away with weird shit.
That
he
said that?
Yeah.
He said, what, did you feel good?
Feel good in your pussy? But he was making it like he didn't have, his accent wasn't good. I don't know what I'm saying. I just think that I'm trying to say, oh, are you having a good time feeling good in your nice spot? So he just went right for it. Boom. I was blown away with this game. Yeah. I never seen this game before.
You never saw that game. You don't know that game. You don't
know the rules. I haven't been to Paris. I don't know French game.
You don't know the rules?
No.
You know, you don't even know where it's played, the field.
Does he fucking do that over there? Or is it just, I'm going to take chances now? Or was he coked up?
Maybe over there you can just, like, pee on a girl's leg, probably.
What, in France?
Well, if you're French, you could probably...
In their defense, they've made a lot of litigation recently to, like, curb, like, just, like, hit on pissing.
Drive-by pissings?
I like you.
I like you. I want you to have my flavor.
This is the guy. This is the way you guys motorscope out here, Pierre. This is sick. I'm into it.
All right. When in France, Pierre goes drive by business.
When in France, ooh la la. Okay.
Oh, I'm learning the laws here. Learning the lay of the land. Oui, oui. And also, you know, all this cologne is always like des toilettes and stuff. What's with that? It's all des toilettes. What the fuck do you think that means? I gotta connect all the dots for you? Come on. That is a bottle of pee-pee, and it cost $800. You know why? They know the diet of the person who peed. He has a reputable education. He's training to be a lawyer. Maybe just passed his bar. And athletic. You know? That's some bar. He also does cum tastings on the weekends.
He's got that fresh, just past the bar smell. You just like tell you it just became legal for him to practice law.
And it's like just, it's got that must that's gonna like age like a fine wine, you know?
Hints of asparagus.
You know he's gonna be eating well. He's gonna have some cheese. He's gonna have some wine. He knows the rules. This is fucking awesome.
You would totally just get me down.
Get you.
Yeah.
He would get down on you?
I would
he
not.
He starts throwing his French action at you, and you're helpless.
Yeah, it's like...
Compromise all your values, like you're like mainlining cocaine.
Really, any accent, it doesn't even, like, it could even be like an Asian type.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like...
even an Asian.
You right to come back to my praise?
You're into Asians. You tape a lot of things on their doors, you know, you try to get with them.
Someone's been listening to the old...
I know what's going on.
The old podcast.
So, are you know, genuinely, in your grocery store, are there any Asians that work there, you know, and that you have your eye on? Any cute girls at the cash register? Maybe they're in seafood. Maybe, you know.
Any Asians that work there?
No. Or girls that are cute.
I think there might be a sushi chef that's a lady, but I don't run into her.
What's the name of your town, Mel?
My town?
Yeah, where do you work?
See, now people are gonna.
Where do you work, man?
They kill celebs all the time.
Oh yeah, you're right. Want to keep your anonymity? What's your hometown?
Didn't I say? I don't know if I said before. I don't like being the focal point of attention that much.
Where do you think that comes from? What's gonna happen?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just one of those things that always makes me like uncomfortable. I don't like talking about. Me? Where does that come from, though? I don't know. I think maybe people, like, just left me alone too much growing up, and then to compensate, I was like, okay, well, I have to shed those feelings.
Of closeness?
Of people being focused on me. So that way, like, if I'm repulsed by it, then it's just like, you know?
Didn't you have the dream of being, like, a stand-up comedian? Like, is that still something you want to do?
I do, but it's like...
What do you think that is? That's the center of attention?
But that's not if I'm not talking about me, though. Like, if I talk about a different...
You're just a vessel for other stuff.
Yeah.
But don't people want to get to know celebrities? They want to get a glimpse in your life and stuff? Know what you think about stuff?
Some people do, but you don't have to encourage
them. Comedians don't talk about their own lives and what's going on.
Some do. Not all of them, though.
You would be a cerebral man. Doesn't let them in. Doesn't let them close so they can't hurt you.
Hopefully. I can throw in references that people might not get.
I want references. I want what's in your heart, man. I want what's in your heart. Don't give me through a filter of a Simpsons episode. What's going on, man? How do you feel about stuff?
Dead air.
Do you get along with your parents living in your parents' house?
I guess. Like, it's just... They aren't really, like...
Are you paying them rent? Are they giving you subtle hints to get out? What's going on? Is there tension there?
I'm supposed to, like, put some money, like, into the... Like, give them some money and...
Into the mortgage?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what they
do.
I don't know. I think they said they might give it back to me, but I don't... Know the deal. Do some simple addition, $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant
bitch. It's a sweet line. Try it. In a French accent, in a dance club.
I want you to be
familiar. I want to get to know you better, for example, your pussy. You know, it's pretty smooth.
No, it's not.
It's pretty smooth.
I can't imagine anybody.
When you gotta shout it over house music with fucking confidence, that's the thing. Who's the crazy guy? Who's this guy insulting me? Who's this guy who's got so much confidence? He can talk about my pussy on the first line. Boom. You're value adding. Girls have three inputs in their brain. Right. Cheese, wine, compliments, ball smell. This is what I'm talking about. You can move those levers around. Check out the pickup artist. That's what they preach.
I'm never surprised by this kind of stuff. But I've like picked up girls with some like raucous lines, but nothing like that.
What's your lines, man? What do you throw at? When you're throwing heat at girls, what do you do?
I mean, I don't have...
You had a menage a trois.
I don't want to talk about that.
All right.
No, you're not giving him shit now.
No? I know.
I don't want to hurt the innocent. No. Or the guilty. Yeah, well, one time, my favorite, like, kind of, like, pickup line thing was, like, a few years ago. And this girl, we were, like, dancing at this, like, bar or whatever. We, like, kind of, like, had a little connection. And she was, like, I just kind of like felt like it was like the time to kiss her, so I just kissed her, and she was like, "Oh, you're gonna have to work harder than that." And I was like, "What do you want me to do? Buy you a fucking drink?" And then I bought her a drink, but then we went home together.
Boom!
That's a romantic story. Who's got
the balls to say that?
It's a romantic
This guy.
Story.
Remember when we were last December? I was here for Christmas. You know, we went to the bar and we saw those two girls wearing leopard,
and we were
like, "How do we approach them? How do we just whisper to each other behind the bar?" So then we both go, "All right, let's just say, oh, you always wear leopard or something like that, just to fucking break the ice." And then we both go in there and we stumble over to the girls, and we're already a little drunk. And we go, "Hold on, hey, are you wearing leopard? Like, we both had to simultaneously interrupt each other, and the girls just fucking laughed, and then we're like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
We blew up our spot here.
Yeah.
What a fucking sloppy approach.
It was like the most, like a visibly, like, transparently prepackaged approach ever.
Hey, you girls wearing leopard? Oh, shit. In the section, your grandma, your aunt, your mama, your man. Yeah. So, Greeno, you moved to Brooklyn because you were kind of sick of the Manhattan B&T crowd. What's the B&T crowd for out-of-towners that don't know about New York City? What's the B&T crowd?
People from
Black and Tan
suburbs and stuff who come in on weekends and stuff.
Bridge and Tunnel?
Yeah, it sounds kind of pretentious to even say the words Bridge and Tunnel.
The Bridge and Tunnel crowd. But yeah, you've lived on Manhattan Island. It's a little crazy during the day, right? It's flooded with a lot of businessmen commuting in from Connecticut, New Jersey.
Yeah, doing business.
Business.
And on weekends it gets really crazy because, like, you know, so it's all like people who come in for the weekend.
I'm enjoying the city.
Shaking their ass.
Yeah, stuff.
You know, whatever. More part three, have fun.
Yeah.
But maybe not my vibe all the time. It's a little too much, a little too intense. I need to be around people a little more low key, a little more relaxed, you know?
Just here, living in a residential neighborhood, not with the riffraff and the tourists all day.
Not the riffraff.
But, like, you know, they're all these banker types or Merrill Lynch type financial people on the weekends. Oh, I'm going to get a beer with the boys, you know? We're going to bond in a New York City beer. Always get ready to shit-face, stay out way too late, forget about their wife and kids, you know.
Yeah.
The Bridge and Tunnel crowd. You could talk about
them. The B&T crowd is older, generally.
Well, you know, maybe a lot of working people in the 30s who pop in, love spend a little money on the city.
But they're not like single swingers. They're like people with like
families. No, that's all in Tampa.
There's like day commute. There's like day commuter people who run, who are just like, you know, like have high powered business lunches and like binny.
Oh, 9 to 5.
And it's like
got to move gush.
There's like weekend, you know, Bridge and Tunnel people from stuff. You know, it's kind of shaking their head and like, you know,
and
then there's like after work business people, which is fun, or just after work any people.
Yeah,
or like people working restaurants.
Go for happy hour.
Yeah, and just like people like. Like, you know, like vomiting up there, like talking about work nonstop. They're working a job in the car, like drinking with your coworkers. It's like, I like doing my job, you know, like I do my job.
But and like, it's like they keep kicking the shit down to my department, and it's like, hey, why don't you get your head out of your dick and fucking blah blah blah.
It's like not fair because like I made like one mistake like 4 years ago, and I'm still paying. Like still you do your job. Like
I do my job.
You do your
job. I do my job.
You like do your job.
I do it.
You know,
it's like if I get all my work done, it's like I'm there. When I'm there, I'm working. When I'm at work, I'm working.
It's like whatever. It's like honestly, like you are not gonna find anybody to do what I do for what you're paying me. Yeah. Anybody do it as well as I
Every
do.
Every time I leave a job. I get four people replace me.
I do my job.
I get so integrated. I just get so, and like, you do your job.
You do your job.
I work hard every day, and then somebody else thinks they can do my job, and they can't. Oh, that Gucci, that's hella
tight. I'm like, yo, that's 50. We just gave you a little extra Fudge House rules, but sorry, guys. The fudge is over for a while. Thanks for all the titty pictures you guys email us. That's what really we're doing this for.
So that we can donate to like see it.
Yeah.
Get to some titties.
Titty pictures go to Sandy victims.
Any titty pictures will go to a Sandy Relief Fund. We're doing this for charity.
We've been operating as a middleman between Superstorm Sandy victims and people with titties that want to show them.
Just
being the middle person.
And we're bridging the gap.
Screening them, making sure everything's up to par.
Up and down, titties. And you really want to, when you motorboat them, where you hit it like a pendulum, it comes back, slits you. Oh, both sides.
A true motorboat should remind you of your own mortality, because it should feel like one of those clocks with the pendulum spinning. It's like, remind you, like, oh, I am short.
It's a very hypnotic thing if you get into the scene, if you get into
meditative.
If you get in there.
It's meditative.
Previously on Fudge House Rules.
Like, given, I was gonna shit my pants anyway, but, like, she didn't help. I wasn't drinking and driving. I was driving to get a drink. But I was drunk.
Was that a shit-scented candle, or did you put a wick in a piece of shit?
Next, on Fudge House Rules.
You don't think I wouldn't love to take a bath with you? I have a robot leg.
Of course I missed alimony payments. I was in space!
Bitch, you got my money?
There's no easy way to say this, and I don't want to waste your time or beat around the bush. I shit milk. I shat some milk.
I'd like to get to know you better. For example, your pussy, your sashimi cleavage.
I don't know what you're calling this, but I would like to be friends with your junk area for my fingers. They are kissing cousins. This fart hole is being friends with my kakadu, okay?
This smells like the cheese from the don't shower. I don't shower.
I'm gonna give this tape to the police.
What do you mean? Any police? You think police are scanning this? Listen for pussy jokes?
No, I think that they're gonna need evidence of a madman one day and. This is Exhibit A.
Putting the pieces
your
together.
Your French accent was, like, the worst.
Oh, it's terrible.
And once he, like, started speaking Spanish, but he kept the accent.
Yeah. I loved your accent. And you're kind of throwing it. Oh, you didn't. So how about you then don't criticize.
Because if it wasn't such gross talk, I probably would have jumped accent.
But, do you masturbate? Yeah.
No.
Zuzalo. Let the record be cleaned right now. Baptize the record of the Fudge House Rules.
Let the record be cleaned after all that talk of dirt.
Are you touching yourself?
Have you or have you not? I know, Mr. Zuzalo. Ever pleasured yourself on your wiener with your hand?
With intent to come.
With the intent of ejaculation for non-sperm donation purposes.
Wait, all you want to know about is the intent, just like, what if it was just like a failure?
You had a a penis failure.
No.
You had a unit failure breakdown. This is what happened.
No, I'm speaking hypothetically. Remember, you were talking about
maintenance on your wiener.
Breakdown on lines of communication. Cross out lines.
Anthony, can you answer me this question? Can you achieve erections?
I achieve erections.
That's too personal?
Not too personal, it's just... I don't know, I just don't think I should answer it.
What is going on right now, man? Come on, bro! Get a little bit. Have you ever achieved an erection?
Have I ever achieved... Didn't we already talk about this?
I don't know, did we? I forget.
I think, yes, I have. Everybody gets an erection unless you're a woman, I think. Even if they're not wanted erections, you, like, still get erections, don't you?
Unwanted. Are you getting unwanted erections these days?
Doesn't everyone?
Okay, there. Question answered. Why is that like pulling teeth?
I answered that one. I'm saying, isn't everyone getting unwanted erections?
In the last 3 months?
I mean, don't you, like, wake up that way?
So you wake up with an erection. I do as well.
Not all the time.
Mm-hmm. I do pretty much every time I wake up with a pee boner. That's my MO. Very hard to bend my peener down when I wake up and actually get a proper spray going without it going everywhere. That's an issue for me. I got pee problems.
You ever, like, try to pee after you bust and, like, it's, like, fucking multi-directional?
Oh, yeah. Post jizz pee. Because there's still, like, little bumps and slides of, like, you know, jism in there still, and that it has to go around them, you know? It can't just blast through. It's got to scrape the walls first. The first two
We should, like, just... orchestrate this as just like kind of an informal, like, educational video.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, just busting.
Busting. Getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That's your teledo. This has been Fudge House Rules, episode 7. I've been Eric.
17, Hollenbach. Actually.
17.
Oh, yeah, I'm Anthony Zizlo.
Anthony, are you? And
Kriegs.
Hey, can we talk to Rico real quick?
I better not talk to the guy. It was crazy for me to talk for the. You think we're here for a call me everybody.
Stop touching it. You're very belligerent. You're blowing the microphone.
All right, see you next time, guys. So the people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my... What's up, Garino? This is a little Fudge House Rules After Dark special.
This is an addendum.
So we just came from a Williamsburg alternative music party that your roommate got us involved in. We got on the guest list. We pop in there. Very obscure, very experimental music was performed there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Very, it's like beyond cutting edge. Like the edge is not even cut anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like frayed and like burnt.
At the chisel. It's like, say, even redefining what music is what we were watching. We're watching that stuff. And what I mean by that is everyone's singing through an electronic synthesizer. They're rapidly oscillating the notes that they're saying as well.
They got the future with the kids and stuff. Mm-hmm.
The avant-garde performances as well. One woman had a veil over her head, shining a flashlight. She also had like a touch light, a lamp, just like a desk lamp that, you know, if you touch it once with your fingers, it goes on. Hey, good night, man.
Thanks for coming to the party.
Oh, for sure. It was no problem. We're talking about it. I loved the party.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, for sure, man. She was turning on and off a flashlight, and I think a lot of the people in the party, maybe I'm guessing here, were on MDMA, ecstasy, and I think the flashlight had a much more significance to them, you know? They were like, when your pupils are dilated like that and you're only seeing colors, I think that's like a thing there.
Yeah, I would, some events, should be accompanied by a certain drug cocktail. I don't think the necessary drug cocktail to get down as much as I should have.
So also in this place, I go upstairs and I'm like, I'm a little stoned, so I'm just leaning against the wall, smiling to myself. Then I just have the guy next to me and I go, hey man, what's your name? And he goes, whoa. Like, I fucking blew his mind. And he goes, no, my name is 3 messages. And I go, all right, well, what are your messages? And then he goes, parks are zoos for trees. That's number one. And then I go, what are 2 and 3, right? And then he goes, 2 is too heavy, and like 3 I don't want to talk about either. And he goes, Eric. And I go, yeah, that's my name. And he goes, wait a minute, are you for real? And I go, yeah. Now, here's the thing. I have been, like, glad-handing everybody, like, Mr. Dr. White Guy at this fucking party.
Dr. White Guy.
People are coming in. I'm going, hey, what's your name? Oh, I'm Pam. Hey, what's up? I'm Eric. Hey, what's your name? I'm Reggie. I'm Gary. What's your name? Oh, cool. So I have been giving my name out quite liberally in the evening. But I don't quite remember. I would have remembered shaking hands with the guy who goes, my name is 3 messages at the door. So I didn't talk to this guy at the door for sure.
Yeah, unless that was a recent development.
Oh, unless he just changed it at the party?
Unless it just happened. Sometimes it just happens.
He just lived.
That's my name.
He just knew that someone had changed him.
He's like, that's not my name anymore.
Yeah, he just woke up. He just said, oh, I'm 3 messages now. Don't ask me about 2 or 3. But then he clearly wanted, and then he said, okay, I'm going to leave now. I want what I'd like you for you to do is like explain, here's the thing, I'm 60% psychic. Nobody believes me. And I said, well, what are you the other 40%? He goes, not psychic, you know. So then he goes, wait a minute, can you just do me a little favor? Just like tell, I think that's pretty good, like guessing your name right. So just tell people that what you just witnessed here. So I'm like, okay. And he's kind of like, he walked in with this really cute girl. And I think, you know, but then, so I just go look to my left and I start talking to the people next to me. And I go, oh, that guy just guessed my name, but I have been giving my name out. He wanted me to tell you. They're like, okay, what's his name? And then I just started telling him, His name is Three Messages. Don't ask about two or three. He's 60% of the time he's a psychic. What else do I do? So then he rolls back in and he goes, have you been telling people the message that I've been? And I go, yeah, I told these people. He goes, oh, he's just clearly disappointed I didn't tell the girl that he rolled it in with. And then I was like, all right, man, well, I'm going to go check out the next act downstairs, you know, because there was crazy fucking acts going on. And he's like, oh, well, and he wanted me to, like, get the attention of the whole group, the whole fucking, everyone's on MDMA just petting each other's faces. He wanted to get the attention of the group at that point and explain the miracle he had performed to him, you know. And then I was like, oh, well, I'll see you later.
You're his point man.
Yeah, you tried to go and talk to him.
Yeah, but I didn't have the balls to. He seemed like he was in his vibe, like, kind of like.
Oh, he was vibing out?
He was just, like, in his mode. He was just, like, kind of surveying me. I don't want to. Devil, and plus I was afraid of what he might have revealed to me about myself.
Yeah. Are you worried about, like, his shamanistic powers and stuff?
I'm afraid that there's someone out there who's that potent a name guesser. Excuse me.
That was one miracle. The miracle could have been explained by the fact that I was kind of giving my name out.
It's party savior. He's like, guesses your name one time, like, does, like, one kind of half-assed three-card Monty trick. And then, like...
and then, I want you to explain to others what you have witnessed here today.
And then explains who's waiting in line for the bathroom. He's like, that guy's not waiting. And he's like, awesome. This guy's
amazing. Oh, thanks. Wow. He performed so many party miracles.
Party miracle.
He mixed a drink. He guessed my name. He told me where the bathroom was. Perfect.
The party savior.
And then when I was leaving, I think he looked also disappointed because we kind of got out of there after.
You were like his disciple, and you're like, you're like the crowed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then one girl got up and she was given a dance, and there was a dance performance along with a song, a properly sung song. The dance performance, she goes, oh, this, my dancer up here now has bled for me on stage. She has bled for me. And I really think that she literally meant that, like there was some kind of cutting performance. This is what I'm thinking. They seem like that kind of crowd. And then you did, and then between two acts, we actually did a little comedy show.
Yeah, it's kind of
you crowd. Grabbed the mic, and what was great is the mic was reverberating the whole time and echoing as you were telling your joke.
Yeah, it was classic avant-garde Abbott and Costello stuff. It's like kind of basic, yeah. just the basics of comedy, just the DNA of goof, you know?
You know, we're trying to break it down. We're trying to make it an alternative. So, like, what is even comedy anymore? You know, we're coming full circle around where it's like, this is going to be painful to watch, but it's going to be an experience, yeah. Right? Transcendent.
Like a joke that you can taste.
Mm-hmm. Spirit jokes.
Yeah.
We were throwing some spirit jokes at the crowd with a reverberating microphone, and we got some laughs, man.
Yeah,
that was a fucking fucked up group. Like, everybody was on stuff. I was fucking... I was on stuff. I remember when I was... The group reminded me of this party I was at when I was with a bunch of, like, painters, and when I went to Temple University in Philly, and one person, I was like, oh, you paint? She's like, yeah, I used to, but I don't anymore. I was like, why not? She's like, last time I painted, someone killed themselves over it. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I would paint, but it's like my painting is a little too powerful. You know, like humans, like, can't really take it in. They kind of...
You're like, I'm so sorry. It's awesome. That's incredible for you, though, but I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry for your loss. I would imagine that painting that someone killed themselves over with that story would do a little better at an auction. Yeah. Maybe if it has, I wonder if a curator of a museum talks about that thing.
Yeah, and how, at like, least like some creepy old man who like acquires solely like art that's been associated with suicides. Be like, 3,000.
Oh, this is made in human entrails.
3,000. He's like the creepy collector, but he does have a budget too. Like, he doesn't want to be like, come on, I mean.
But really, someone killed themselves over it, and it's like if there's a life associated with this piece of art, I can't. It's $3,000, man.
I said three. I just don't want to go higher. Mm-hmm. I have a limited. I'm carpooling later. I have to go now. Otherwise, okay.
So do you want this for $3,000? Because that's what it's being sold for. I know you have to go now.
It's like one tank of gas for me.
You want me to throw in a tank of gas?
Fill me up just to get home.
So you're saying
I have $3,000 on me right now.
Oh, exact change.
Exact.
You're wondering if you could take 40 off first.
I haven't had lunch and I don't.
That's another 20 now. Come on, man. Someone gave it life.
I think we could go to a Valero or something. You fill me up and get a little snack and I give you three and the painting. Fair trade.
So, okay. Well, so how about I just can leave you with $60. You can just, okay, you can give me $2,940, I guess.
Oh.
And then if you need, that's fine. $60 is going to get you there.
Thank you so much for understanding.
Uh-huh.
Sucker. And that's how he gets so much art.
So also check out my other podcast called Highway Diary. Check out erichollerbach.com. And Damien Shadows is coming out February 2013, the web series, 5 episodes. All right, talk to you later. Bye.